USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During his daily White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing, President Trump says economic help is on the way for schools, universities, and students.
The Department of Education is also announcing the availability of more than $6 billion in emergency grant funding to assist college students impacted by the cancellation of classes and the suspension of housing. A lot of people had a lot of things suspended. Housing is one of them. Previously, we waived student loan payments for 6 months.
Democrats are blocking more money for the Payroll Protection Program, and Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says this could cost people their jobs.
The country cannot afford unnecessary wrangling or political maneuvering. Treating this as a normal kind of partisan negotiation could literally cost Americans their jobs.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Yeah, I really enjoy the product completely. It's really been very, very good for my hair and my skin. A little bit more energy and just most of the time being able to fight off, you know, the sicknesses too. You know, I have not been sick since I have started it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The findings of a new survey could spell long-term trouble for professional sports. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Even after the pandemic itself subsides, most Americans say they still plan to stay away from sporting events until a COVID-19 vaccine is developed. It's the finding in a Seton Hall sports poll that finds 72% of Americans saying that they would stay home until there is a vaccine. The number does drop to 61% from those surveyed who describe themselves as a sports fan. Among all Americans, 12% said they'd be open to attending a game, as long as social distancing could somehow be maintained.
Georgia is once again delaying its primary elections due to the ongoing coronavirus concerns. After originally postponing the primaries until mid-May, Georgia's extension of state of emergency will push the elections to June 9th. They were initially set for March 24th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says it appears his state will avoid the worst-case scenario because of social distancing. The New York Democrat speaking at his daily press conference.
We have done great things, and we have saved lives because we have followed these policies.
More than 7,000 New Yorkers have died from the coronavirus pandemic. Cuomo still has a simple message for New Yorkers.
You stay at home and you save a life. Period. Stay at home and you save a life.
Americans struggling to pay their mortgages because they've lost a job or income during the coronavirus pandemic can put that bill off for up to a year. That's according to the CARES Act. But there's still a lot of confusion regarding this and how it will actually take place amongst all the banks. CEO of Dynamic Money, Chris Burns, joins Fox News and says,
yeah, this is what's confusing. So first of all, foreclosures have been stopped for a period of time. But then you have to contact your loan provider and find out what your options are there. Because forbearance basically says, hey, look, some loan providers are going, we'll just tack this onto the end of your mortgage. And that's great. Others are saying, hey, after the end of this deferment or forbearance period, you're going to owe the whole thing as a lump sum. Well, a lot of people say there's no way I can do that. So there's a lot of confusion there. Make sure you call your loan provider directly and expect, unfortunately, long wait times right now.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.